All for one and one for all, a motto of bravery, loyalty, and adventure. But what happens when three legendary swordsmen and an eager young hero take on a scheming cardinal in one of Disney's most swashbuckling films of the 90s? Today, we're diving into a family-friendly classic filled with action, humor, and a cast you won't forget. Can you guess the movie? Stick around as we uncover this hidden gem and why you should add this to your watch list for your next family movie night. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered, where I talk all about clean, family-friendly TV shows and movies that shaped my childhood. I'm your host, Jennifer, and in today's episode, I'll be talking about The Three Musketeers. The Three Musketeers version I will be talking about today is the Disney version from 1993, when Disney was doing a lot more family-friendly movies that you could actually go to the theater and take your kids to watch. I saw this movie in the theater, so I knew about it from the moment it was promoted on television and commercials. I've watched it with my family. I've watched it with both my parents. I've watched it with friends and growing up. And today I've watched it with my own children. And it's a movie my husband and I like to watch together because it's one of our favorites. The actors, we've got a great lineup of actors in this movie. We have Kiefer Sutherland, Charlie Sheen, Oliver Platt, Chris O'Donnell, Tim Curry, Rebecca De Mornay. There's just an awesome cast in this movie. Disney's casting director did a great job casting this film. This movie has it all. There's so much action in this movie and hilarious moments between Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. Kiefer Sutherland plays Athos, Oliver Platt plays Porthos, and Charlie Sheen plays Aramis. They have a great camaraderie among each other, and it really shows on the screen because they play well into each other's lines and their facial expressions, the way they deliver the lines. It's just fantastic. In case you are unfamiliar with the story, The Three Musketeers is actually based on a book by Alexandre Dumas. And I know there were many renditions of this movie done in previous years, but naturally, this is the one that I grew up watching and fell in love with. This also happens to be a movie starring Gabrielle Anwar, which I mentioned in a previous episode for the movie Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. She plays Queen Anne in this movie and is married to King Louis. And basically, the Musketeers are disbanded, but Athos, Porthos, and Aramis refused to give up the role of being the king's guards. So this movie is all about them trying to save the king from the evil cardinal played by Tim Curry. You might recognize Tim Curry better from Home Alone 2 playing the hotel manager at the Plaza Hotel. Chris O'Donnell plays D'Artagnan, and he wants nothing more than to join the Musketeers and to follow in his father's footsteps. But he comes too late because the Musketeers have been disbanded, but that doesn't stop him from proving his worthiness of being a Musketeer. This movie has fencing, horsemanship, battle scenes. It's just got it all. Action sequences, which I absolutely love because they're not computer-generated action sequences, which tends to dominate the movies and TV from what I see today. Another reason I enjoy watching this film is actually for the costumes. The person who did the costumes for this movie did a great job with the colors and just the costumes that the Musketeers wear, the Cardinal's guards, the gowns that the Queen and her lady-in-waiting wear. And this movie definitely shows the virtues of loyalty, friendship, sacrifice above self, or service above self, because the Musketeers' job is to protect each other as well as the king. And of course, no Disney movie would be complete without some kind of romance. So you have a little bit of love mixed in with the movie. Another great aspect of this film is the music. I'm a big soundtrack fan. The music just adds to the movie. A fantastic love song came from this movie, called All for Love, and was sung by Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting, and in my opinion is a fantastic song, and it did reach number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 list. I highly encourage you to listen to the song. I'll leave a link below on YouTube where you can check out the music video as well. Oh, another favorite part of the movie, I mentioned this film does have horses in it, and there were some fantastic tricks that the actors had to do with the horses in this movie. And it's pretty cool watching the movements that they're able to do. I can only say there's some pretty cool tricks done with the horses. I mean, tricks that the people had to do for the movie while on a horse and make it look flawless. There are a few scenes in the movie that I don't particularly care for my children to watch. I will leave a downloadable guide for you to check out that lists the possible questionable areas for you to check out before allowing your children to watch this movie. You'll be able to find that on my website at www.familytvuncovered.com. I'd like to now introduce my daughter again to give her opinion of this movie. So if your children want to hear a kid's perspective of this film, maybe they'll like to hear what my daughter has to say.
Personally, I had heard the song before I even wanted to watch the movie because I've been listening to the song since I can remember. Again, I already knew who these people were. This is by far one of my favorite songs, the song from the movie, and I still love it to this day. And so when I got into the song, I have wanted to see the movie because I wanted to see how the movie was, and I had actually liked it. My favorite character is D'Artagnan. Like my mom, I like the horse stuff and the action and all the fantasy scene. Overall, I just think it's a good movie. It's adventurous. It got a lot of action. It's sword fighting, everything. It's such a good movie. I think that for a family movie, it's pretty good. So I highly recommend that you watch it. You can't always judge a movie by the title. It can lead to something more exciting. So check out the movie. I think you're going to like it.
Did you grow up watching this movie? What parts of this movie are your favorite? If you've never watched the movie before, again, I encourage you to stream it or buy it on DVD or check out your local library and see if they have it on DVD for you to borrow. Check out the music video. If you've never seen it, I would love to hear your opinion about the movie, what you like about it, and if you didn't enjoy it, what you didn't enjoy about it. So that brings us to the end of this Family TV Uncovered episode. I hope you enjoyed learning about The Three Musketeers. Tune into our episode next week, where I'll be talking about a animated film about a horse that I didn't grow up watching, but my children grew up watching. If you liked this episode, help me grow this podcast by leaving a review and sharing it with your friends and family that you think might enjoy this content as well. You can also message me on my website at www.familytvuncovered.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and I'll catch you on the next episode.